Love Night. America is a country filled with hate groups, organizations who are out to harm, remove, maim, and kill those people who have a skin tone or religious belief that is not white or Protestant. Consequently, there are also many people who are opposed to these hate groups. They do good work. Through protests and monitoring and legislation, they labor to limit the activities of these bigots. Yet, in spite of such efforts, these hateful organizations have grown by leaps and bounds. There are now 50 different militia groups just in our home state of Michigan. Their success comes from knowing how to prey on those who have been hit hardest by the economy and need someone to blame for their hard times. Instead of blaming corporate America and the inequitable economic system we have, many people unfortunately fall for the propaganda of the right wing. From Newt Gingrich to the nutty white separatist groups, they have all the easy answers for those who have seen their American dream go up in smoke. Blame the welfare mothers. Blame the illegal immigrants. Hate, fear, justice for all true Americans. At TV Nation, we decided that one good way to counteract this idiocy was to simply ridicule these groups. We hope that kids watching our take on these people would think that, well, hey, they're complete lunatics, and who would ever want to be a part of their movement? What these hate groups needed was not more hate, but love. Yes, love. Love is all they need. We chose four different hate groups and, throughout one show, sent our emissaries of love their way. Our targets were a Klan rally in Georgia, an Aryan Nations convention in Idaho, the offices of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue, and Senator Jesse Helms. Helms is actually not a group, but an entire hate movement unto himself. With Minnie Riperton's Lovin' You playing in the background, here's how it all unfolded. Love Night for the Ku Klux Klan. On a hot July day, the Grand Knights of the Georgia Ku Klux Klan were holding a rally on the steps of the courthouse in Cumming, Georgia. Parents dressed their kids in sheets and hoods. Grandparents in Klan garb held babies while speakers praised God for AIDS and its continued elimination of all faggots. They shouted gook and nigger and kike while the crowd cheered and the American flag blew in the breeze. Suddenly, the rally was interrupted by the TV Nation Love Night Mariachi Band. A group of Mexican-American men with guitars and horns strode toward the stage playing and singing Amore. They were greeted with catcalls, boos, and racial epithets. One man attending the rally confronted them and demanded that they prove their American citizenship. Then the TV Nation Love Night cheerleaders, a group of African-American women from Spelman College, began their love cheers to the Klan. 1, 2, 3, 4, we just want to love you more. 5, 6, 7, 8, even if you're filled with hate. And, hey, 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 KKK, put aside your hate today. And, look to the left, look to the right, love all people, black and white. Be really cool, be really neat, put away that tired old sheet. 2, 4, 6, 8, try to love instead of hate. Finally, to really send them over the edge, we set up a kissing booth, offered the hooded hunks a free smooch in the hopes that a little pucker might get them to see the error of their ways. Needless to say, the white supremacists did not take too kindly to all this love. In fact, it made them hate more. They screamed, "Nigger!" at the cheerleaders, started to push around the mariachis, and just went berserk. The onlookers from the town who had gathered to watch the proceedings began laughing at the whole event, not exactly the reaction the Klan wanted. Finally, in frustration, the Klan gave up, packed up, and headed off for home. Our Love Night volunteers followed them to their cars, giving them red roses and heart-shaped balloons. It's amazing that nobody got hurt. The cheerleaders were scared, and the local police did their best to reassure them that they would be protected, and they were. When it was all over, some said that the state of Georgia had not seen so much love since the day Newt left his first wife for a younger woman.